7:21. You are listening to Sabah Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. As the water crisis deepens and water restrictions become part and parcel of our daily lives, tips on how to save water in and around the house are also streaming in. As the heat wave continues lashing Gauteng and depleting water supplies, official water restrictions level 2 forbids residents from filling their pools, washing cars, pavements or patios with hose pipes and watering gardens between 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. Now, Earth Life Africa has warned that we all will have to drill down into suitable solutions for the water crisis run by the communities themselves. We discuss several of the water-saving tips with Earth Life Africa's Dominic Doyle. Dominic, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
There seems to be debate around some of these suggestions, water-saving tips that are circulating. Let's take the first one about washing dishes by hand and washing dishes in the dishwasher. Now, it's commonly assumed that the dishwasher would take much more water, but there are those who argue that modern dishwashers can save up to 30% and they're very energy efficient. What is fact? What is fiction?
On this particular one, I think modern dishwashers are more are better with the water used than washing by hand. But of course, it's all dependable. You know much how much water you use when you wash your dishes. And this is the kind of knowledge that every South African should have instilled in them. I don't think that we should be only looking at these water-saving tips now. We should have been doing it for a very long time. Because if truth be told, South Africa and the Department of Water Affairs have known about this drought for quite some time. So we shouldn't be in the situation that we're in right now.
Just for further clarity on that issue of, the dishwashers, when we say it's more energy efficient and it saves you more water than washing by hand, are we referring to washing by hand under a running tap of water or under a sink full of water?
Obviously, that tap should be shut off at all times possible, so best to wash your dishes with a bucket of water or a closed sink of water, like our grandmothers used to do. Today we've become very used to using large amounts of water, and it's very impractical.
So if you wash your dishes in a sink full of water or a bucket full of water, is modern day dishwasher still saving you more water?
I can't really answer that because I don't know how much water a person is using. I think if you're using very minimal amounts of water when you wash your dishes, then probably using less than the washing machine.
So, the same would go, dishwashers, washing machine would all fall in the same category, I suppose.
Yeah, I think washing machines for your clothes are much, much more water intensive because they're not closed systems. So definitely during this period of drought, we're all going to have to reuse our clothes. We really don't smell that bad, so it's fine.
even the front-loading washing machines?
Yeah, even those ones. They use a lot of water.
Now, what are some of the critical tips when it comes to saving water, apart from the restrictions that have already been applied by the department? Not using a hose pipe to wash your pavements and patios and that kind of thing, not filling your pools, not washing your cars during the day. What are some of the other critical areas that South Africans need to look at?
Well, I think the water-saving tips issued by government are very, very liberal, and if we look at most households and most communities affected by the drought, they don't have swimming pools, and they don't have lawns, and they don't have patios and hose pipes that they're washing down. So, even those kinds of things we should really be avoiding. At the moment, we can do things like putting a brick in our toilet that saves water by only flushing when you've done a number two, excuse my language, by avoiding washing cars. But let's also look at the facts about this, is that households use very little amounts of water compared to municipalities, businesses, and industries. So whenever we're in this time of emergency, especially when it comes to electricity and water, we always turn and look at households. Of course, households have their role to play, but the real intensive users of water, what are they doing? What are businesses doing? And Yeah, that's the real truth behind this.
And there doesn't seem to be any restrictions which the department is placing directly on businesses and industry, or is there?
I haven't seen anything, no. You know, because this drought is linked to climate change, the message from the Department of Water has always been South Africa will have enough water if we don't waste it. But we continue to waste it. I think we lose so much of our water through really poorly maintained infrastructure and leaking pipes. That's really where all the water is going. It's disappearing into the groundwater.
Now, all this talk about grey water, what's this about? Can you explain that to us?
Grey water is simply not, you know, you're not using potable, drinkable water to do things like washing. So you're using slightly dirty water that hasn't been purified through the system, and you're reusing your own water.
So for watering the garden and purposes of that nature?
Yes, yes. Everybody should be doing that. You wash your dishes and then you water your plants with that water.
In terms of the information at your disposal, how dire is the situation in Gauteng specifically? We had the department saying a few weeks ago that we shouldn't panic whilst the levels were lower than what is comfortable. It was adequate, and now we're seeing places in and around Gauteng that are running short of water.
Well, you know, even if it does rain, this situation's not going to end, because we're in a structural drought that's only going to get worse as the years come on. Because as climate change starts to take effect, we're going to have longer, drier periods, and then when it does rain, we're going to have these intense rainfall events that all the water is basically going to get washed away. So we are seeing South Africa in a process of drying, and yeah, we're in an emergency situation now, but this situation is really not going to get any better. So we have to learn to start changing our ways.
Apart from changing our ways, all this talk about infrastructure, about alternate mechanisms to source water, how far behind are we if we're heading towards this long dry period?
We're very far behind. At the moment, South Africa's water resources are 97% allocated. So that means we basically have no reserve to fall back on. And if we're watching ourselves go down a process of drying and running out of water, then I don't know where we're going to get that water from.
Okay, Dominique, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
Bye.
That was Dominique Doyle from EarthLife Africa talking to us this morning about some of the water-saving tips, and also about the Department of Water knowing for quite some time that we were heading towards a very dry patch. We were heading towards a very dry patch, and that because of climate change, you're going to have longer, drier periods and more intense rainfall, which doesn't really help when the rain does come, and that we need to brace ourselves for quite some time now. We're going to have to deal with these water limitations and water restrictions. Interesting, that whole debate about the dishwasher. It's relative in many ways. It depends on how much dishes you're washing, how big your sink is. If you're washing under a tap where the water is just running one way, then the dishwasher is probably going to use less, the modern dishwashers. But if you're washing in a bucket or in a sink, then it just depends. It just depends. Washing machines, you're saying, in most instances, the washing machine would use much more water as compared to if you were to wash your washing by hand. But you need to cut down, you know, the amount of dishes that we use. Start using, I don't know, throwaway plates, paper plates more often. Start curbing on the amount of times that you wash your clothing. Maybe start wearing things for 2 days at a time instead of one day at a time. I know it's very hot. People get sticky and sweaty. But each one of us needs to start making these adjustments, really. Sometimes we take these things for granted and we feel, well, you know, the government will sort it out and that kind of thing. But each one of us needs to start making these adjustments so that we play our part. If each person leaves it for the next person, then we are all going to suffer. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Okay, it's 7:30 spot on. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Time for the latest news and traffic.